Friends, in the previous shiur, we saw the Rambam, the very, very difficult to understand Rambam, that you could be matir a later shavua that wasn't chal. When you made a shavua, I'm not going to eat this kikar, three times, so you could be matir shavua number two and number three before you were matir shavua number one. Even though two and three aren't chal, because in shavua chal al shavua, you want to understand how that works. This is something that's puzzled many, many, many great minds the last 800 or so years. And we'd like to be Miyashev based on the Meiri, as is brought by Harav Hagon, Rav Reuven Kohn Shlita, in his Imre Reuven. So let's look at the Lashon of the Meiri. The Meiri writes, Avu Pisha Biyarin Uvenishba Shalayochal Kikor Zu. This shiur is dedicated in honor of the same people the previous shiur was dedicated on, because it's really a hemshech. If anybody would like to dedicate a shiur in honor of a loved one, then feel free to contact me. So, Aval Bisha Biyarnu B'mishba Shalayochal Kikar Zu V'achach Nishba Pamacher Shalayochlena Sharishon Anasila Basura Kumushba Moed Mar Sinai V'ein Shvua Shnia Chol Alel Komokum Shvua Shnia Shvuahi Says the Meiri, that even though we explained, Alfu Pisha Biyarnu, Binishba, when someone takes an oath, that he's not going to eat this kikar, and then he's Nishba another time that he's not going to eat this kikar, that the first one becomes Asura, Ukemushba Lame Har Sinai, it's like he'd already sworn this from Har Sinai, and the second Shvua is not Chal on him. Nevertheless, the second Shvua is a Shvua. It is just in limbo, it's Tliyavo Medes, it's lingering. And if he's Shoal on the first Shvua, then the second one is Chal. And it's also mitzad the second shvua, and this kikar is not going to be judged as asura mitzad atzma legamre mikoch the shvua rishona, to the extent we're not going to view it as if it's asur mitzad the shvua rishona, to the extent that the second shvua is nothing. Rather, the second shvua is lingering, and we're going to see what's going to be with the first shvua to see if the second shvua is going to kick in. Nevertheless, if you were in Shaul on the Rishona, there's no Sheila on the second one, because you can't be Mati or Neder or Shavua that haven't yet been Chal. So this is a very Yesodostika Meiri. The Meiri is bothered by the fact that the second Shavua really would never happened. It was a fake out breakout, it was fake news. The first Shavua was Chal, so maybe there is no second Shavua. So the Meiri says, no, don't worry about it. The second Shavua is there. It's not Chal. There is no Chalos. There is no practical application of this Shavua. It hasn't taken effect. It hasn't kicked in, but it's there. The Rosh was already bothered. I is in the first Shavua of Atal. The Rosh is not of Atal. In the parallel Sugi in Adar Mit Ches Amar Aleph. Lo Yatzil of Atal Mipiv. But why not? The answer is it's there. He doesn't explain why it's there. Rashi says, Rashi was also bothered by this. You know why it's not Levatala? He says, because the Chacham is Oker Lamafreya. Because the Chacham uproots it retroactively. So it turns out that when you made the second Shua, the first one wasn't there. The Meiri doesn't accept Rashi. And the Meiri has another for it. The Meiri says the second Shavua is there. It's just not Chal. So it's Asur Mitzad the first Shavua. And the second Shavua just didn't yet take effect. Nevertheless, the second Shavua is a Shavua. It still has a Shem Shavua. There's no Chalos, but there's a Shem Shavua. So you can't make a shvu on a shvu when there's a second chalos and the first chalos. Once there's a chalos, it's a chalos. There's nothing to do. You can't make the same chalos twice. It's already chal. The shvu is already chal. So the second shvu is there. It's there as a shvu. It doesn't have a name of. It's not an active shvu. It's sort of like a passive, dormant shvu. Velonidona writes the Meiri lekikar zu asur mitzaratzma legamri kol shvua rishona ad shenadun es hashvua shniya kamosha eina. What does this mean? That we're not going to judge the first kikar as asur by itself totally mikoch the shvua rishona until we judge the second shvua as if it's not. Meaning the chalos iser that chal on the first because of the first shvua is not going to completely negate the second shvua. The second shvu is there. There is a siba sister of the second shvu. Just in practice, only the first shvu asered. But there is still the koach of the second shvu that's dormant. So you're right, he says, even though we explained, there's no chalos shvu. But there is a shvu. So why isn't the shvu lebatala? Rashi says, because the chacham zoker nedel mafreyan. And it turns out that until the Chacham was Zoker Nedel Mafreya, the second Shvu was Mamish nothing. So it's how the Ritva learns. The Ritva learns Yoloka on the second one out Shvu Ashav. Because Hashta B'Shaz Shvu Aso, it's a Shvu Ashav. Could be Rashi also learns that way. That the set because the set when you said the second shua wasn't chal. When you said the second shua wasn't chal. The Meiri holds, no, it's not a shua shav. When you said the second shua, you're right, it wasn't chal, but it was a shua. Rashi holds it was a nothing until you uproot the first one, the mafreya. So now we have a yeshiv for the Rambam. The Rambam was bothered. So, how's the second shua? How's the second shua chal? How is the second shua anything? How if you're matir the first shua, is there a second shua? The second shua never went anywhere, so it just dissipated into nowhere. And he didn't like the Rashi and the Ritva that it really was nothing originally. If it was nothing originally, then how does it all of a sudden come back to life? It never existed. The second you said it, it dissipated. It was nothing. Because there was already a first Shavua. So therefore the Rambam learns like the Meiri. Rambam learns that there is a Siba Sisser. There is a second Shavua. It's just not Chal. And here you get to a divergence. The Meiri says that since there is a second Shavua, even though it's not Chal, you get when you're Matir the first Shavua, it kicks in. But since it's not chal, you can't be matir it yet. The Rambam goes further and says, since there's a shua, you can even be matir it. So Machlokas says, do you need a chalos shua to be matir shua? Is a shem? Meiri says, yes. The Rambam says, no. But both of them hold that it's a shua. And therefore the Rambam says, since it's a shua, you can even be matir shua number two before you're matir shua number one. There's an interesting Rebbe Chanan. Also, Rabbi Shimon says something very similar to this. Rabbi Chanan says, that what's pshat with Enes or Cholal Isser? He writes, he says that you know why a person's a Rosh HaGamor when he's over on an Isser Cholal Isser, even though the second Isser is in Chal? Because there is a Sibas HaIsser. Right. The Isser itself isn't Chal. Isser al Isser, but there's still a Sibas Isser. And therefore it's in limbo. And when the first Isser goes away, then the second Isser kicks in. So, we could say the same svar over here Ein Shvua Chalal Shvua. The svar of Ein Shvua Chalal Shvua is that there's still the Sibas HaIsser of the second Shvua, even though it hasn't yet been Chal. And that's enough, the Gemara says, by Enes Chal Isser to bury the person among Rishayim Gemurim. Because that shows that there was the Sibas Isser, there wasn't the actual Chalos Isser, but there was the Sibas Isser. And that makes it a worse act. The Meiri says Sharishona Nasis Alav Asura Kumushbala Mehar Sinai. The first one's also is like Mushba Mehar Sinai. Vein Shua Shnia Cholala. And the second Shua is not Chal. We have this Lashon also by in the Rimigash. Perish Shekevin Shenishba Shleochal Osa Nasei Sassura Alav Havalei Keilu Mushba Me'olei Me'har Sinai Ulefika Cheino Chayev Ala Achaz Sheyashvua Rishona Val Shvua Shini Alo Mechayev Shein Shvua Chal Shvua. So since he's Nishba Shleochal Osa, it becomes a Sura and it's Keilu Mushba Le'a Me'har Sinai. Same as the Meiri. Kemat the same Lashon as the Meiri. And therefore you only chayv one because the first Shavua and the second Shavua is not Mechayv is Ein Shavua Chalal Shavua. So the great Rosh Yeshiva Moshe Shapira Zitzal wrote besides his Shiurim, which are amazing, he also wrote Hagos and the Rimigash, put out his own. Usually Rosh Yeshivas don't put out their own editions of Rishonim, but this one did. So he writes, So he doesn't understand the Rimigash. Why does he have to come on to say it's Mushba Vome Mehar Sinai and therefore it's not Chal? Just say Bepashtus. Ein Shvua Chalal Shvua. V'nira Muchrach. The Rak Mishum Shadi Ashvua Rishona Asura Alav. Only because through the first Shavua it's Aser, and therefore it's Mushba Mehar Sinai, therefore the second Shavua is in Chal. Hashvua didei chashuv hakikar asura alav haray bisurin umushba mehar sinai umushba mehar sinai ala kikar asura v'shuv lo chol hashvua ala kikar shekvar mushba v'adayin tzarech iyun. So he's medayek like we're medayek the Meiri. that there's an Isser b'cheftza on the Kikar when he makes the first Shavua. So he says that Rak Mishum Sha'ayde Yashvua Rishon Asura Alav, so therefore he's considered Mushba Mehar Sinai, the Ein Shavua Chalal Shavua. Because only on because he's Mushba Mehar Sinai, therefore the second Shavua is not Chal. But not because it's Shavua Shavua Didei. This is Medayik from the Rimi Gash, that when you make your own Shavua Shavua, it could be Chal. It's only because it's considered Mushba Mehar Sinai, it's not Chal. Why? Because if you're talking about the Gavra, he suggests, maybe it can, a number of Shavuas, right? Shavuas on the Gavra, Nedus on the Chavtza. On the Gavra, numerous Shavuas can be Chal. And therefore the Rimi Gash says, but it's like, and therefore Shmuel explains that it's like it was Chal on the, the Rimi Gash is Lashon Hashikem Shinesh B'Shalochal Osa Naseh Sasura Olav, so it becomes Aser. The Chavtza, it's like the Chavtza becomes Aser because it's Mushba V'Omed Mehar Sinai. And therefore, there's no chalos shvua on the kikar that's already mushba. In other words, like we said, there's now a chalos, it's like there's a chalos on the kikar. So once there's this chalos isser on the kikar, it's like a chalos, really on the person. But we view it as if there's a chalos isser already on the kikar. And therefore, you can't make a second chalosis around the kikar. So there is a shame shavua, but you can't do it again. You can't make a second chalos. So the second shavua is just going to be waiting in the wings till the first shavua goes away. But shuva muvets ba'gosav shel Shmuel Shapiro, the beginning of our perek, chaf aleph on the base. Rimi Gash writes, Perish, Kol Yisrim Shebetar Ochal Osem Einu Chayev Ela Ad Sheyochal Meim Kizayis V'zeh Kevin Shenishbal Kikar Zeh Shela Yochalena Naseis Olav Asura. So all the Yisrim in the Torah, if a person eats them, he's only Chayev when he eats a Kizayis. And this, since he's Nishba Shela Yochalena, it becomes Asur to him. So in Nagos he writes, Kach Kosev Lekamen Uvor Da'adei Ashvul Naseh Dover Shemushbal Av Dover Asur Vokumov Nidarim, compares it to Nidarim. So wow. But like the Rashba learns in a tshuva, the kikar becomes a chefta di sura, and mameli you can't do it twice, and the second shvua is a shvua, but it's just waiting to see if the first shvua goes away, and advarim niflaim. And again, the Rambam holds that it's such a shvua you can even be matir it. And Rimi Gash holds not. Either Ramiri holds not, but it's the same Yisodat Varim. Okay, ish harbe 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 maladaber alze. So we should be zocha. We should be zocha taka taka lachzer v'lishnos perik ze. So much amazing Torah. Shalom.